We're holding that Chof Tes Omer Aleph on top. Now, the Gemara, Hahu Bibishol V'loy Bishol. Here we're talking about it's cooked and not cooked. Trashi Kotel Gavra. If you eat like a beet that's not raw and it's not cooked completely, it's medium cooked, a little bit cooked, that's bad. That could kill you. And Echlami, for such a beet, you shouldn't use for an Erev. We're talking about beet that's either raw lagamri, that won't kill you. Or else cooked lagamri, that's good. Ika the army, some say, Omer Rav Amnuna, Ein ma'arvim betradin chayin. You can't use raw beets for an Erev. The Omer Rav Chizda said, Silke chaya koto gavro. If you eat the raw beet, they'll kill you. A koto gavro chaya, kill the person alive. For the Mara Aiva kochazina and the koachli v'loy maisi, I receive people eat raw beets and nothing happened to them. And the Gemara, Hosam b'bishol v'loy bishol. After we say it's no good for you, it could kill you, that's where it's cooked a little bit, but not cooked legamri. That's very dangerous. Strashi osam b'bishol v'loy bishol. Kikomer of Amnuna, ein marvin b'bishol v'loy bishol. That he said you can't use it, that's where it was cooked and not cooked. The next time, if it's 100% raw, then you could eat it and it won't harm you. Omer Rav Chizda, Tavshel shel tragin yofel leit. If you have a tavshel food that's made out of beets, moshel you have chrein made out of beets, is yofel leit. It's good for the heart. V'toyv le'naim, it's good for the eyes. V'chol shechen l'bnei mayim. And about it's good for the insides, for the digestive system. About it's very good. In Omer Abaya, v'udi yosef avei tofi v'ovid toich toich. That these beets were cooked in the pot with boiling water, that the water was going like toich toich, like making bubbles. In other words, it was cooked very good. So Rashi, Abe Tovi, Vikira Mokin Shrisa Sakadeiran, it was cooked on top of the fire, Vyovit Toich Toich, Shemavushul Yof, it was cooked very good, but it's Tame Kuloi, and it became like even started to shrink a little bit from the cooking so much, Achinimuach, till it became a little dissolved a little bit. When it's bubbling away, it's like making the noise of Toich Toich. So this type of beets is very good to eat. Omar Rava said, Hareni ke ben azai b'shuki tveria. I'm like ben azai in the shuka tveria. So Rashi, that means, yoyma b'dicha heavy lay, le Rava. It was like a left day for Rava. V'yomalula talmidim, he told his talmidim, hashta tzilo da toy. Like he was on left, he was in a good mood. So Rava told his talmidim, today I have a clear head. V'hareni mizumin lohoshe v'charifus. And today I'm ready to answer back any shayla you've asked me. I'll answer you back very sharply. L'chol mishi shaleni, any kasha you can ask me. Ke ben Azza, just like ben Azza used to do. Shoyadaris b'shuki tveryim. Ben Azza is also the big chochem. He used to dash in shuki tveryim. L'hoye b'yom of oikahorim k'moisei. Nobody was as sharp as ben Azza was in his times. V'hoye oime kochachum yisrael l'fonai k'klipas hashum. Chutz min akrach hazeh. Koponin Ben Azza was also a big chochem. So here Rav is said today, he told us Tamidim, Hareini ke Ben Azza b'shukas veria. Today I have a clear head. I'll answer all questions you have to ask me. Omalai Yehum Rabbanan. So one Rabbanan asked Rav, the Rav, Tapuchim bekamam. How much apples do you leave over? Do you need to make an erev with? How much apples do you have to use? Omalai. So Rav answered back, V'chimarvin betapuchim. Who said in the first place you could use an apple for an erev tchumim? Fadimor v'loy, you can't use apples. Is that true? V'yotznan we learned. Kolo oichlin mitstarfin livso lesakvia v'chatzi pras. Any oichl yeet is mitstarf together to metama the person himself. In other words, if an odom eats food that's tamei, the locher is midirabonin. If you eat the food, it's metama the person. It's the rabonin dik alochem. Food azoy is always a reach in the tumah. So Rish and the Tumah is not Matamrin Odom. If a person touches the food, the person does not become Tummy. But if a Tummy with the Rabbonin, if a person eats Tummy Dika food, if he eats a Chatzi Pras, a Pras is a half a loaf of a bread. So a Chatzi, half of that, if he eats a quarter a loaf of a bread of Eichlin, that are Tummy, the person also has a Psul Hagviya, means he becomes Tummy. So the klal is there, kol oichlin, all tamei, all oichel, that's tamei, is mistarif, that if a man eats now a shear of that, of a quarter of a loaf of a bread, he becomes tamei. Hu adin of a mozen shtei sudis leruv. Hu adin the shear that to leave over for an eruv, you have to have a mozen of two sudis. So all oichlin you could use for that din of an eruv. So this is going to be the kasha. Here it says, kol oichlin, any type of an oichel you want to use. So an apple is also called an oichel. So the mash maklo, you could use apples for an eruv. This is going to be the kasha.
The lacher is an oichla is only mekabel tuma if you have the size of a beitza, the size of an egg. So you can starve a few things together to give it the size of an egg. So if you have a piece of an apple, a piece of a fig, a piece of a date, and together they're the size of a beitza of an egg, and a sheretz touches it, then the mekabel tuma. So lachur the kasher is here. You see, for ervin, you could use anything. All oichlas mitzarif. So avadi, you could use an apple. For the Gemara, v'hai might yufta. What kind of kasher are you asking here? Ilayim mishum diktoni kol oichlin. If you can ask me the kasher, because here the Brisa says gotnan kol oichlin mashum all type of fruits are mitzarif. All type of food is mitzarif for an eriv. So an apple should be bechlal there. V'hani bnei achil ninu. Now apples, since they're edible, so it should also be called bechlal oichlo. For the Gemara, nein. V'omer Rabbi Yechon, we just had before Rabbi Yechon and said, ein lemeidim min haklolis, v'yafilu b'mokim shneim b'chutz. Even though it's a cloud that says all oichlim you could use for an erev, you can't learn nothing from this type of a cloud. Even in the case where it says chutz. So even though it says here all food, maybe apples are different though. It's not mukha from here, apples should also be good. Yeah. Ela's mar the kashri is ela mishum diktoni over mozen shtei sudas l'erev. It says what? How much food do you have to have for an Erev? Enough food to have two suddas from. How much food do you have to have together to mekabel tumah? It has to be the size of a beitza. Now it says these two dinim next to another. So churva mashma, anything that's mekabel tumah soichlin, you could use that for an Erev. Now vahani nami b'nei tumah soichlininu. Now since these apples are edible, pshitas mekabel tumah. So once it's mekabel tumah, it's mashma, anything that's mekabel tumah, you could use for an Erev also. So that's the raya, you could use apples for an Erev. So mail the yes back, the original Shiloh, the Kama. How many apples do you have to leave over to use for an Erev? What's called enough apples to have a mazon of taste? Shnei Sudas, the Kama. Have the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, tapuchim the kav. You have to have a kav's worth, like a whole barrel full of apples. Trashy. Lifts less like Ria. If a person eats tamadik oichum, afagav shein oichum metamodim, even though food is only rishon l'tuma, is not matama person, but mag if the person touches the food, iyochum menayin chati pras. But if a person eats a half of a bread, tahainu shnei beitzim at the shear of two eggs, nifso melecha betrumum. The person becomes tamim with the rabbonin, but he's not allowed to eat trum anymore. Kedatnan bepirkin the kamon. V'chati chatzia lifts es agviyim. His half of a half means a quarter of a loaf of a bread. That's the shear to pass with the person if he eats oichol tameya. Chatzia ayin a pras. Yiloshim prusa v'chati chatzia ayin a chati pras. There is a quarter of a loaf of a bread. Elamishin the kashu the toni erev dumya the tumas oichlin. The mashma kolshu metama tumas oichlin yeshlin motzen shtei sudis. Chazil erev v'tapuchim v'nei tmoyaninu. So Melech pshita, you could use apples to make an Erev with. So the shaila was how much? If there was a kav, you have to have a whole kav full of apples. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kasha. We have Shimon ben Elazar Oimer. Uchla tavlin, this uchla is a measurement. Uchla tavlin, this measurement of tavlin of spice. V'litra yerek, this measurement of yerokis, of vegetables. V'yasara agoizin, and at least 10 nuts. V'chamisha afraskin, at least 5 peaches. Ushenei remoinim, and at least 2 pomegranates. The esrig ech, at least 1 esrig. That this is the shear you have to give an oni when he comes to ask for meiser. So Drashi, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Drashi, b'meiser oni. It's talking about the meiser you have to leave over to give to aniyim. Shemachalkal aniyim harbi. You give it out to a lot of different aniyim. Ala goyrin, when you're down by your field, still collecting your tfua, the aniyim come and you give them food. Koyekomar, it says there, the Mishnah Teyah, ain't poichsin l'oni begorin, mehai shir. The least you give to the oni is this shir. The Yechsir, the Pasuk says, v'nosati l'alebi l'ager l'yosl l'amono, v'botsim anu l'heve nisina. The Pasuk says, l'oshin v'nosato, a l'oshin nisina always means a dove choshev, so you have to give the oni something that's edible. So this is the smallest amount. If you want to give him tavlin, you have to give him an uchla, that much measurement. A yerek, a litro, a nuts, at least 10, peaches, at least 5, pomegranates, at least 2. Trashi uchla shmini shebalitra. Yevaita. Now, v'oma gurska, ba dori, mishmei derav, menashia, ba shegubli, mishmei derav, old people, name of Rav, v'chein le'erif. He said the same shir as negei teref. Trashi v'chein le'erif, the chelek oni, begorin, the same shear you leave over to give to an oni that comes to collect by the gorin, by the food, by you grow the food, is nami mosin shtei sudis. That's called the mosin shtei sudis. See, could the amulek come on? Now, vahani nami, chur the kasher is now, the chur, what's the kasher? It didn't talk about apples yet. So chur asked the kasher, why do you say you have to have a kav worth of apples? Here you should have to have less. Who's talking about apples? So that Gemara, vahani nami lehebeki afraskin. Hakol ponim apples should be the same way like peaches. It's like doimel adodi. So just like we're saying here, 5 peaches is enough to give to an oni. And who are then they say in name of Rav? That's enough to make an eruv. It's called mazon shtei sudis. 5 peaches. Lechur apples should be the same shear. If you have 5 apples, that should be enough to leave over for an eruv. How come we say you have to have a whole kav worth of apples? Much more. And the Gemara, a pashta teretz, hani chashiv v'hani lo chashivi. I'll tell you, peaches are more chashiv. So the more chashiv it is, the less you eat, the less you need. So therefore, 5 peaches is enough. Mashenkin apples, you need much more. And Rashi chashivi.
Here's a Rashi chashivi. The Yarmin Lakamon, we say later, Koshu Lifton, anything that you eat, Lifton means to make the bread taste good, Kde Lechul Boy, how much you eat it with it. Almo Lav Mamish Sudas Leheve Kula Sudosami Humina Binan. You don't have to have the whole 2 sudas of apples, or the whole 2 sudas of peaches. Eloko Midi Lufum Chashivuse. Everything is totally in the Chashivus of the thing. Im Lifton, She'odem rogo lifto es boyes apas. In other words, avada, the ikar hasudi is the bread you eat. Now, when you eat 2 sudas, each suda, you eat things with the bread. So, how much peaches do you eat with the bread b'shas the suda? So, we say, shir kadei lufo es boyes apas. The shir of all these oichlin is how much of these oichl do you eat with the bread? And how much bread? L'shtei sudas, that you eat in 2 meals. V'yem dovel harogo lovoi b'kinuach hasuda, and something you eat for dessert, the shear is how much of dessert do you eat by the 2 sudas. So you don't have to have 2 sudas full of dessert. It just means by your 2 sudas, how much dessert do you eat? So mainly here also, we're talking about this peaches. You don't have to have 2 sudas worth of peaches. Then avad would be the same shear peaches and apples. Now the pshat is, how much peaches do you eat throughout the meal that you are eating of bread? So we say, if it's more choshev, you only use a little bit of it to malafen es apas. Mashenkin apples are not so choshev, there you have to have more apples to give a shear of mazon shtei sudas. Satsumar's teretz. Therefore, the shear of apples is bekav, and the shear of afraskin is bechamisha, 5 of them. So the Gemara vaitim. Omer Rav Yosef said, Shorah le'mora. L'Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli. In other words, his Rebbe should be Moichel Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli. In other words, Rav Yosef is saying that Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli made a mistake. As before, Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli was the one that said over in the name of Rav that v'chein le'erev. He said over the din on the Braisim. That the Braisim said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Elozim that how much of the shear you have to leave over for Ma'aser Oni. It said Uchlo of Tavlin, Velitro, Yerek, Viasora, Aguzin, Egoizin, Vechamisha, Fraskinin. And on this, Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli said over the name of Rav, Vechein Erev. The same shiur applies to an Erev. Now Rav Yosef Dingzach. Rav Yosef says that Rav never said his din on this Braisa. So therefore Rav Yosef is saying like the Rebbe should be Moich Rav Menashe Bar Shegubli because he made a mistake. In other words, he says, "Ano amrisen ale yamas nisen." Rav Yosef said, "I said over this din that Rav says v'chein le'ervin on the Mishnah's din. We'll soon see which Mishnah of Peyim. Vu amra Braisa, and he made a mistake and said over the din that Rav says v'chein le'ervin on the Braisa. So we'll soon see what was the big mistake. What's the gefelach lechura? There's no steer with the Mishnah to the Braisa. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Ashor le mori." Means Yim Choli Adoinov, nor his the master of the Odin should be Moichel him, Adover Zel Rav Menashe. Should be Moichel Rav Menashe. That since Rav Menashe made a mistake, the Rebbe should be Moichel him. The Ano Amrisa Nalei Lohod, the Yom Rav Vechein Le'erev, Amas Nisen. can meforish v'yosa, will still bring down the Mishnah. V'u'agmarei legurasik bar dori abraisa. He lent over the name of Gurasik bar dori in the name of Rav on the Braisa's din. Now, where did Rabbi Yosef himself learn the din of Rav on the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? So the Mora d'Tanan. There's a Mishnah in Peyam, Ein Perich Sin Lo'oni B'Goyrin. Again, if you have an Oni coming to the Goyrin, to the where the Tfuah grows on the ground, on the fields, and he wants to collect his Maiser Oni, so you have to give Maiser Oni to each Oni. How much can you give? What's the least amount you can give each Oni? Is Ein Perich Sin, you can't give him less, Mechatzi Kav Chitin. If you're giving out wheat, you have to give at least a chatzi kav of wheat. Hu adin v'kav soirin. If you're giving out barley, you have to give at least a kav of a barley. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir says no. Chatzi kav soirin. You have to give at least a half of a kav of a barley. V'kav v'chatzi kusmin. And if you're giving spelt, kusmin, then you have to give a bigger shear, at least a shear of a kav v'chatzi. Vaita v'kav gregris. If you're giving out dried out dates, then you have to give at least a shear of a kav. Oimona dvela. Dvela is also these dried out dates, but you already make it into a pie, into a round pie. So when you squash them together and make the dried out dates into a round pie, which is called a dvela, then it's a different shear. Then it's a shear of a mona. Like Rashi says, mona, Rashi says, that's a measurement of weight. Rashi, dvela, liachash in a drosin beagle. Once you make them round in a pie, korilu dvela, then it's called a dvela. V'shuv eina moicha b'mida, you don't sell it by the measurement, ela b'mishkal, then you weigh them. So mona is a weight. Then you have to give at least a weight of a mona to an oni.
Rabbi Akiva Oimer pras. Akiva says no. How much of a dvela do you have to have? A pras, Rashi says, that means a chatzi mona. You only have to have a chatzi mona, not a complete mona, just a chatzi mona. The chatzi lug yayin. How much wine do you have to have? If you want to leave over, how much yayin do you have to give the aniyim? You have to give them at least a chatzi lug. We have Akiva Oimer revius. Akiva says no. The least amount you can give them, you can give them a revius, a lug, that's also enough. Vaita revius shemen. When you want to give the aniyim shemen oil, you have to give them at least a revius a lug. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva says, Sheminis, you have to give him an eighth of a lug. V'shah kola peris, what about all other type of peris? V'shah kola peris, Omar Abishoyl. Abishoyl says, what's the shear that you have to give Maiser Oni to the Aniyim? Kadeshi Yemochrom, V'yikach ben Mozon Shtei Sudis. Enough fruits that the Oni can sell it, and with the money he can buy himself a Mozon for Shtei Sudis. That's how much peiros you have to give the Oni. The Yomar Rav, so Rav Yosef learned that on this Mishnah, Rav said, the Yomar Rav, v'chein le'eruv. The same Allah applies to Uchas Eruv. When you want to leave over an Eruv Tchumim, you have to leave over a shear of Mozon Shtei Sudos. How much is that? These shiurim, all these different, the Yayin is the same Achleikis, Shemen is the same Achleikis, the same shiurim go to an Eruv. So Mele Rav Yosef is saying that Rav said his din on this Mishnah, and Mashma, not like Rav Menashe Bar Shugabloi said that Rav said his din on the Brice before. For the Gemara, my Ulma, the Hai Mehach, what was Sugar Felech? What was Rav Yosef's time? Like, Sharolim Moram, you should be Moichalim, what's so wrong if you learn the Brice, learn Rav's din on the Brice? The Svara is the exact same Svara. So Drashi, O my Ulma, the Hai Mehach, the Yikbud Rav Yosef or Rav Menashe, that Rav Yosef was makbud upon Rav Menashe, the Yom Rav Raisa, that he said on the Braisa. But my diari mas nisin lo yari Braisa. According to Kashmir, there's no machlekes. The Braisa says one shirum, and the Mishnah is talking about different cases. But lo yisos and adodi, and there's no machlekes between the two of them. Hani shiraya b'hochi, hani shiraya b'hochi. Each one has its own shirum, and there's no stira. And the svara is the same svara, the what? That any shear you have to give to Maiser Oni, to the Aniyim, that's a shear of Mozon Shtei Sudas, and the same shear applies to Hilchas Ervin. So what was wrong with Rav Sharvia, with Rav Menashe, that he learns Rav Din on the Braisa? Luchura, itak applies, Rav's Din should go on the Braisa. What was Rav Yosef so makpid that no Rav Oni said his Din on the Mishnah's Dinim, and not on the Braises? So the Gemara. Ilay mishum the katoni bihach tavlin. If you want to say, because in the Braisa, it talks about the uchlof tavlin, what measurement of spice you have to give to the aniyim, and mele yadakashe v'tavlin lav b'nei achilu ninu. And remember, you can't eat spices by itself. So since you can't eat it by itself, you can't make an erev with it. So that's why he was mocked with to say that Rav did not say his din on the Braisa, because the Braisa talks about tavlin, and with a tavlin you can't make an erev. Trashi. Lav bnei achilu ninu, or svirla Rabbi Yosef, or maybe Rabbi Yosef holds the yain ma'arvin behen. Who are then you can't use tavlin spices to make an eruv tchumim with? Hilkach v'cheli erev lav olo itmam. That was bothering Rabbi Yosef. It's not mistavra that Rav said it din v'cheli erev on this brisa, because since the brisa mentions tavlin and tavlin cannot be used for an erev, so it wasn't talking about this brisa. So the mara oto hocha. Miloi ketoni chitin usurim? No, you have the same kasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also talks about chitin usurim, having wheat and barley. V'lav b'nei achiluninu, and the chura raw wheat, the raw barley is not edible. So b'zoi, how could Rav say v'cheli erev if you can't make an erev from raw wheat and raw barley? Elo, what do you got to say? So selamai, this is not a raya. Avadi, you could say certain things are not edible by itself. Then that Rav said v'cheli erev, he meant for the rest of the things. Yeah, Zot Gemara Ela Mishum Ela Ma'ad Arayah. The reason why Rabbi Yosef was makbid was for this reason. He didn't like to say Rav said his dinner on the Brice. He would rather say Rav said it on the Mishnah for this reason. Ela Mishum De Katoni, because it says in the Mishnah Chatzi Lug Yayin. It says that Tanakama holds what's the shear of wine that you have to give the least amount to the Meiser Oni, to an Oni, is a Chatzi Lug. And we're saying now the same halacha applies to an Erev. That how much yain do you have to give over for an erev a chatzilug? So the Gemara, v'yomar Rav, and Rav says, marvin b'shtei reviyish shol yain. And we know another place Rav says, how much wine do you have to have for an erev? You have to have two reviyasin, which is a chatzilug. So Melo, on this mission, it stems very good. So drash yelum mishum, diktoni chatzilug yain. Dahainu shtei reviyish. That is the shear of two reviyasin. Two reviyas halug comes out to be a chatzi lug. The shamin and leather rav gabi erev nami dukom hochi. And we know this is Rav Shita. That's how much wine you need for an eruv. So Mel is very mistaken to say that Rav said it's been on this Mishnah as the exact same shia. Yes, it's Dr. Gemara. Me de bi'inon kulei hai, since this is the shia that Rav says how much wine you need for an eruv. Ishmaamina kiyoma rav l'chein l'eruv aho mas nisin komer. Ishmaamina, so here's the raya that Rav said his shir, his din of l'chein l'eruv goes on this Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, what's the shir of yayin a chatzi lug? And Rav says, what's the shir of eruv to reviyasin, which is a chatzi lug? So Melech Tim is very good, so it's more mistava Rav said his din on this Mishnah. So I think Mara Omamar, learned before, uvamozoin shtei sudas l'eruv. How much food you have to leave over? A share food of two sudis, l'erev. That's how much you have to leave over for your erev. Is sova Rabbi Yosef l'meim, or Rabbi Yosef thought to say, adiika sudi mehai yusudi mehai. The lashon is of a mosan shtei sudis means, from each food you have to at least have a sudis worth of that food. So in other words, you could only leave over two different type of foods for one erev. Since an erev needs the shear of mozen shtei sudas, and from each food you have to have at least a mozen of one suda. So how many different foods can you have? Two. So that's what we thought. Mehai v'suda mehai. Omalei Rabba. Rabba says no. Afidu l'machtzu l'shlish l'reviya. No, there's no such din that from each type of food you have to have a mozen of one suda. No, an erev could be made up from a few different type of foods. And avi, altogether, you have enough food of mozen shtei sudas, with that you can make an erev. But lav davka, you could only use two different minim, and from each min you have to have a shear of a suda. So Trashi, o suda mehai, beis oichle mitztarfen l'erev. Only two different type of foods are mitztarf to make an eruv. Avol gimel v'dalid, but two or three or four different types. The lek is suda mikol chadloi, so from each min you do not have a shear of a suda that you cannot use for an eruv. And Rabbi answered back, no. Omale Rabbi, no. Afilu lamas l'shlish revi is also good. So Mar Gufa. Omar Rav said, Marvin v'shtei revi sin shoyayin. How much wine do you have to leave over for an Erev? You have to leave over at least 2 revi sin of yayin. That's a chatzilun. Shred gemar mibi nukuli hai. To itak and eat so much wine for a mozen of shtei sudas. V'atanya we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'aymer, yayin k'dei lecho boy. How much wine do you need? K'dei lecho boy, that Rashi means, lishros boy pas mozen bei sudas. In other words, when you're eating 2 meals of bread, and you want to dip the bread into wine, that's how much wine you need that you're going to use up in the 2 meals when you're dipping your bread into the wine. That's all. So the chura, how much bread do you dip into the wine? Very little. So the chura, the kasher is, you should not have to have a shnei revi'isin of yayin. It's enough, much less. That's a kasher. If Shimon Elazar v'aymer, yayin k'dei lecho boy, that you'll eat the bread with the wine. Hu adin choymitz, if you have vinegar, k'dei litvo boy, you want to be toivo, you want to dip things into it. So Rashi, litvo boy posh means you dip in either vegetables. Rashi says, yechoymitz k'dei litvo boy, bosor mozen bei sudes. When you're eating meat, and you're dipping the meat into the choymitz, you need that much choymitz, how much meat you'll dip from 2 sudas worth. Which is also not so much. Baita zeisim uvitzolim. If you have olives or you have onions, k'dei lechol behem shtei sudas. Also the shear that you eat, 2 sudas. So Drashi k'dei lechol behem means lulfoy ben esapas debei sudas. Again, when you're eating a suda of bread, how much onions and how much olives do you eat with the bread? That's the shear you need. In other words, you don't need the shear of mozen shtei sudas of these things by itself. You need the shear that when you're eating your suda, you also eat these things to malafim by your sapas to make the bread taste good. So how much of this do you eat with the bread? That's what you need. So for the kashrus, is, how does one, as Rav say, you have to have a chatzi lug of yayin for an eruv, l'churi should have to have much less. And for the Gemara, hosom b'chamra mevashla. Drashi hosom diktoni yayin k'dei lecho boy b'chamra mevushal komar. The choshev lulfo boy. They were talking about wine that was cooked. It's choshev wine. That type of wine you eat with the bread, you dip the bread in. Avu chamra bi'alma, but regular wine that you did not use for dipping the bread in, but regular wine you just drink by itself, then bi'inon liyos boy shtias beisudis, then you need enough wine that people drink throughout the meal. Fahainu beis revisin. And that's already 2 revi'isin. In other words, it's a normal thing to drink a revi'is of a yayin by each suda. Therefore, since you need a mazon of shtei sudas, you have to have a base revi'isin of yayin. So now, what's no stira? If you have chosh of a wine that you use it to dip the bread into, you taka need less wine. But when you have wine, drinking wine, then you need as much wine as you drink within 2 sudas, which is 2 revi'isin. Omamar, the price before said, choymeit, k'dei litvo boy. How much vinegar do you have to have? Enough when you're eating your sudur of meat, you dip your meat into it. Omarav gid lomarav, k'dei litvo boy mozoin shtei sudur shoyer. Not meat, but when you're eating 2 sudurs worth of vegetables, how much vinegar you use when you dip your vegetables into it. So drashi mozoin bei sudur yerek, shekola sudur min yerek. In case we're eating the whole sudur just the vegetables, how much vinegar do you use by dipping the vegetables into it? And Ika the Amri, some say, Omrav Gidul Omrav, Yerek Hanechel, Bishtei Sudis. It means the vegetable that's eating throughout 2 Sudis. Trashi Yerek Hanechel, the Beit Sudis, Bipas. Again, we're not talking about the whole Sudur is made out of vegetables. You're eating bread. Now, when you're eating bread, you also eat vegetables in the meal. So it's even a much less of a shear. So how much vegetables do you eat with the bread? And that much, how much vinegar do you use for that? That's the shear of how much vinegar you need to leave over for an Erev. It's a chash of a shear of vinegar that you would use while you're eating your 2 sudas of what of bread, and you're eating the vegetables in the middle of this suda, and how much of those vegetables you would dip into the vinegar, that's how much vinegar you need. That's the second shita. That's a much less of a shear. Here's the more of item. Omamar, zeisim uvitzolim, when you have olives or you have onions, is kadei lecho bohen mozon shtei sudas. You have to leave over for an eriv enough of that that you eat in two sudas. Fredi gemarov uviv betzolim in mimarvin, can you use onions bechlal to make an eriv with for a time you will learn in a brisa? Omar Reb Shimon ben Elozer, pam achas shavas Rabbi Meya v'yardiskia. One time Rabbi Meya spent Shabbos by Yardiskia, the name of a place, Obo Odom Echod Afonav, and a person came in front of him. So Drashi, v'yardiskia Obo Odom Echod Afonav b'Shabbos, a person came to him on Shabbos, michutz l'tchum. The person taka walked out of the tchum of his city. He walked out of the tchum, he lived in a different city, and he went out of Alpayim Amo, out of the city. Why did the person walk so far? So Drashi, they Erev. The person made an eruv b'tchumim. She'iriv mim koimoi. He made an eruv l'tivyon. For hoya ardiska b'alpayim amo shebein eruv l'tivyon. Has he made the eruv in Tivyon? That's the place where he made his eruv. And now this city where he came to was in tak alpayim amo from the eruv. So l'chura, if his eruv was a good eruv, he is allowed to walk to the city. So that was the mice of this person walked to Rabbi Meir. Omaloi. So the person told Omal Rabbi. Iravti bibtzolim l'tivyon. You should know I made my eruv with onions. And Mamela, since I have an eruv at chumin, that's why I was able to walk to your city to see you now. The ma'isa was v'hoishivu Rabbi Meir bi'aba amishaloi. Rabbi Meir told him nothing doing. You should know your eruv is posel, and therefore you walked out of the tchum of your city. And the halacha is you only have the.